Hello, everyone.
How'd you do that there, man? They were gunning for you.
53
yards.
It started up front. And the offensive line came out and we preached about being physical. And those guys, just really set the tempo. So, I just did what I do. Go out there and try to execute every play.
What do you read on your touchdowns? The first play in the red zone, looks like you were going off left tackle, then you just stopped. And what are you seeing at that point?
Yeah, at that point, I already know that I'm not going to get outside with the safety down. And, just pressing it, and, doing it just like we've seen on film, and everything flowed over. And I was able just to get back under, just like the play is designed. And get into the end zone. So it was a good execution up front, and just by me just being patient and taking advantage of that opportunity.
So those first two runs where you carried a number of guys for extra yards, kind of get you into it, get you into your rhythm.
It felt good. I don't think it just really got me just pumped up even more. So I'm always going out, going 100 miles every play. But it was good. For the crowd, for our offense, just to keep us going.
What does it mean to you to be tied for the most 100-yard games in Vikings history, or tied now to
29? It's a blessing, I really don't get too excited about breaking records. Just remain humble, but it feels good. I've been blessed to be in this position, and, I'm just trying to take advantage of it. So it's one down, God's willing, a lot more to come.
They had the box stacked 8-9 guys. Was that any different than what you normally see, or was it more than what you would normally see in a given game?
No, we knew those guys were going to stack the box, add that extra defender. And, especially how we, being productive on the ground today. So we knew what to expect. The guys just stepped up and continued to run the ball. We had to pose our will, no matter if they got 7 in the box, 8-9. We want to set the mindset that, hey, we're going to be able to run the ball no matter what. And we showed that today.
In those situations when they run you on a draw or some kind of delayed type run where they give you a chance to see what's going on or those guys to get past you?
Yeah, it's good, to kind of mix it up, throw it up, mix it up a little bit. Those guys were definitely flying to the ball. But I feel like we had, we had a productive day, good plays that were called, and we went out and did what we do, execute.
Do you feel like it could have been even better for you in this game? Because early on, it seemed like there were a number of plays that were very close to being broken.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was a couple of plays that were just, right there, and it was out. It was out the gate, But unfortunately, it didn't happen. It wasn't meant to happen. The guys were kind of giving me a hard time about the last play. And unfortunately, it took us that long for those guys to score to put the game out of reach, four-minute offense. So that's the one thing I was disappointed about the most, not being able to, get that first down and drain that clock, put a defense back, after those guys been on the field the second half, so many possessions. But, it felt good, to get through the line, just get the first down and end the game. Guys was like, you got to pick your feet up. You could have, scored a touchdown. And I told them, hey, first down first, touchdown second, So it felt good to end the game finally that way.
Do you think you can be a serious contender with this kind of offense?
I feel like we can. We've shown that we can be productive in the run game and the pass game. Obviously Chris didn't play as well as he would like and as we would like today. But you have those games. That's why as a team, the defense did a great job when we weren't able to run the clock out. So everything goes hand in hand. I feel like we'll be okay.
Adrian, people watch you would not imagine you have any issue with your ankle. Is it still bothering you to a certain extent because you missed a little practice time during the week? How would you describe your health?
I would say missing practice and just working, being in there with Shug and, working rehab, it really helped me out. But it feels good. It's still a little tender. I don't know more tomorrow once I wake up. But it's a push to Sunday. It's mind over matter, So that's all it was. I knew I was going to be able to play, especially Friday. Body was feeling good, So I'm just going to continue taking one day at a time.
You were hard on yourself out in Washington for not being aggressive enough in the first half. Did you feel like you came out with a better mentality toward that today?
I feel like I did. And that carried the guys, up front from the fullback to the receivers, you know, guys were really out there being aggressive, you know, and that's the type of football we want to play.
A game like this today, do you ever sit back and think about, like, the history and the other players that you've been compared to, people like Robert Smith, Emmitt Smith, maybe? Mm-hmm. You ever think about that?
Yeah. You know, I sit back and think about that sometime, and, you know, I don't know, I guess I kind of chuckle to myself, you know, just thinking about it, you know, just how long this game been around, and, you know, not too many guys that make it to the NFL, you know, to play on this level, and just to be, you know, the top of my game and considered, you know, with different guys, you know, they compare me to. It just makes me, you know, sit back and just be more humble and just be, you know, just appreciate it more. You know what I'm saying? Because there's so many other people that could be in this position right now. Why me? You know, so it's just a blessing, and that's the way I look at it, brother.
There are a number of three and out plays for you guys. Yeah. Did you go to them and ask for the ball a little bit more, or disappointed you didn't get it more in the second half when the offense was kind of struggling?
I didn't go directly to them. You know, I had my couple comments I had to make, but, you know, that's it all comes with it. You know, it was plays that I didn't take advantage of, you know, on first down, you know, not being productive, missing a hole or whatever it was that second half. But it was frustrating, but, you know, guys stayed focused and we got it done eventually.
We had 6-2 going into the halfway point. Do you sit there and say, why not us? Or do you feel like you're still making surprise people, or are you guys just seriously?
Surprise people? You know what? We really don't worry about the things we can't control. You know, the only thing we can control is how we perform as a group whenever we play. You know, so we let the outside think what they want to think. At the end of the day, the result is if fourth quarter, when that time is off, you know, who wins? Is that by 1 point, 20 points? You know, and so that's the way we look at it. The only thing we can control is what we do. And I feel like we just continue to keep that mindset and focus and just continue to improve each week. You know, the sky's the limit for us.
Do you feel that you got all your explosiveness back right now, or is it still a little missing?
It's still a little missing, you know. Guys probably looking at me crazy, but it is, you know, but I feel good. I'm not going to complain. I'm just going to keep working and just keep getting better each week.
How much better do you feel about when you break one down field this week compared to when you started the season? How much better is it?
How much better is it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's light years. It feels so much better than it did, you know, the first week. Stronger, more explosive. And, you know, I feel myself just, I said before that I was already at 100%, which I am. But it's so much more that I know is going to come, you know. So each week I feel myself getting better and just, you know, just trying to stay on task.
Thanks, guys.
Cool.